Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Life Coaching with Mike Fitch in association with Project Phoenix Life Coaching. You can find my services on my website at projectphoenixcoaching.com. You can also find a copy of this podcast on my website. If you or anyone you know needs help with getting out of their own way, please feel free to contact me through my website or really any means at all. I would be more than happy to give a free consultation to see if there is some way that I can be of assistance. The podcast today is on healthy masculinity. My sincere fear with this podcast is that the very people that need to listen to it will shut it off if they have not done so already upon hearing the title. And those who don't need to shut it off will keep listening. But hopefully those of you that continue to listen, if you don't need the information yourself, you'll be able to pass it on to somebody that does. I cannot control who's listening and who's not listening. Masculinity is an odd topic for me, because that's been an ugly word in my mind for as long as I can remember. So the fact that now I can differentiate between toxic masculinity and healthy masculinity and be willing to share it with others is a breakthrough for me. For a good chunk of my life, I avoided masculinity in general. I was the nice guy, and I was absolutely determined to continue to just be shit on for being the nice guy, not understanding that I wasn't necessarily just being a nice guy, I was giving away my power by being too nice. There is a difference between being nice and being kind. And being too nice gets you walked on, makes people disrespect you, or at least have a lack of respect for you. And I always confused being masculine with being negative. A negative trait. So I never wanted to embrace the masculine, but there are absolutely integral, healthy aspects of masculinity if it's approached in the right way. So this has been a bit of an awakening for men. Men, we are being sold a lie, in case you didn't know this. Ask yourself, what kind of father do you want to be? What kind of partner do you want to be? Do you feel like you're falling short in either of those areas? And what is the main pain point that is holding you back? Are you able to connect and embrace all parts of yourself? Or are there parts of you that must remain hidden, suppressed, or repressed? What is it that is causing you to ignore certain aspects of yourself? Or maybe even feel resistance to this conversation. Is it your ego? Because ego can be a very, very useful tool. It has its purposes. But it can also be very limiting to self-awareness and to evolution because it takes things very personally. It sets up walls and protections to keep us from identifying and exposing our soft spots. It puts on airs and encourages us to just soldier on regardless of what we're feeling. We're not supposed to identify the fact that we feel sadness. We're not supposed to identify the fact that we potentially feel depressed. Those are not masculine things to admit. Not allowing us to show our authentic self for fear of judgment or rejection is an unhealthy practice. To move beyond ego, it requires us to set aside the judgment we have for ourselves first and foremost. We have to relax the commentating mind or the monkey mind that's constantly chattering in our head. We have to quit comparing ourselves to other people. And we have to be kind to whatever we find in ourselves, regardless of what it is. No matter how dark, no matter how scary the shadow, we have to be kind to that part of ourselves. Most of us spend an inordinate amount of time feeling extensively flawed or feeling like we are not enough. That is the ego talking. In order to embrace a healthy masculinity, we have to move past that judgment, which is not easy to do. Society and the patriarchy have set us up for failure by attaching such a negative stigma to men who are in touch with their feelings, who have enough self-awareness to be in touch with all aspects of their being, perhaps even potentially in touch with the feminine aspects of their being. And I'm certain that saying just that immediately puts some of you off to this podcast. But hear me out. What society has defined as masculine is not accurate. A true, healthy masculine goes well beyond the stereotypical vision of what a man should be. The patriarchy is detrimental to both men and women. It is detrimental to society and our overall development as a people because it succeeds in dividing by minimizing the contribution and potential of all members of society. It seeks to maintain the status quo. It seeks to uphold outdated traditions and priorities. We are beyond that. We realize that our strength is in our diversity and the input of all aspects of society, regardless of race or gender or sexual orientation. None of those labels matter at all. Equality and inclusion for everyone does not mean less for anyone. It's not pie. There's not a limited supply. How would you like to have a deeper connection with your spouse? I'm sure most of us would say absolutely. That requires us to work on us. The more in touch with ourselves and aware we are, the more we will be able to be present for them. The safer they will feel with us. If we provide them with a strong, stable, consistent, calm, and safe presence, they will throw themselves into a relationship without hesitation because that's what women want and women love willingly. It's what they're built for. And it's a beautiful thing. You will get their entire heart and soul because women know how to love completely. But first, they have to trust. And that requires that you do significant inner work and be very open, honest, transparent, and vulnerable. Yes, I know. I just said all of those words in a row. Vulnerability may seem like a weakness to most people, but it's exactly the opposite. Being genuine, authentic, and vulnerable lets a woman know you are holding nothing back. You are exposing your soul to them. There is no ego manifested veil that you have over your feelings and who you really are as a person and what you think. You've exposed yourself. You ever thought about breaking down in front of them over the constant pressure you feel to be masculine and strong and stoic and solid and unmovable? It's exhausting. Societal pressures on men are real. Why do you think suicide rates are dominated by men? Because we refuse to talk about shit with anyone. Everything gets repressed. Everything gets suppressed and eventually manifests itself in some unhealthy way. Unfortunately, for many men, suicide attempts. We have never been allowed to develop any emotional capacity to deal with what we're feeling. Thus, the manifestation of toxic masculinity that has become the standard by which men are judged. We don't cry. We don't communicate. We don't feel. We never admit weakness. Instead, we fight, we drink, we posture, we rage, and we start wars. So where does that emotionally supportive burden fall? Well, unfortunately, it falls on our more feminine partners. We need to learn to shoulder that burden ourselves and not put such taxing expectations on our partners simply because emotions and feelings are their job and they are better at it. Our feminine, more feminine partners, be they men or women, are exhausted by this. They cannot carry the emotional and spiritual weight of everyone in their lives any longer. The more of a reprieve we can provide them, the more energy and heart they will have for us as men. Women want to feel safe. They want to feel seen. They want to feel valued and prioritized, and their hearts were literally open to you completely. With that gift comes a tremendous responsibility to treat it with the respect it deserves. That starts with working on yourself to be the man worthy of such a gift. You want access to her mind, her heart, her soul, and her body? Think of what a huge give that is for her. Allowing all that access. It can be terrifying for women unless we as men are in touch with our higher self, with our healthy masculine. Prove to them we don't need anything from them. Prove to them we are not looking for a mother. Prove to them we are looking for a partner. We are secure in ourselves. We are whole just as we are. We are not looking for someone to fill in gaps or voids because we have done the work to be our whole selves. Thus, allowing them to be a beautiful supplement to what we already are. A healthy union between two healthy divine souls. Think of actually being able to be your true authentic self. Speak your mind, have crucial and critical conversations, knowing that the relationship that you have created allows and encourages and celebrates that exact thing. Nobody's going to run away from you screaming because you show some weakness or you show emotion. How can we ever have a good relationship with another when we cannot have a good relationship with ourselves? The flight from ourselves will always mean that we will be uncomfortable with another person. Always holding back, fearing rejection, playing the what if game instead of what is game. What we fear in ourselves, we will fear in the other. What we avoid addressing in ourselves, we will avoid in the other. Where we are stuck with ourselves, we will be stuck with the other. We need to tear apart and heal the shame and guilt, all while practicing embodied ways of being, which allow us to bridge the self to others in a beautifully intimate and interconnected way. As men, our initial reaction to pain in our partner is to fix it. This pain does not require fixing, but rather letting go. Letting go of what society has taught us men should do in moments of relationship crisis. This is hard because it seems like inaction, and we are taught to take action as men. We're supposed to do, we're supposed to fix, we're supposed to remedy things. We need to let go of our hardened persona, the walls that have been put up around our heart upon being rejected or dismissed, As men, we are constantly seeking approval and validation through our jobs, our careers, our vehicles, our sexual exploits, our awards, our raises. These things all to prove that we are worthy. Men need to forgive themselves and thus open up space to meet her where she is and deepen his presence around her. The more clear-cutting we do of the regret and baggage and shame and guilt of the past and focus on what is, not what if, the more we can be present for what is here now, right in front of us. The power of that presence allows men to embody the true power of the masculine in a healthy way, and she will feel it and respond to that. This is why men don't understand women. We are so out of touch with our own emotions that we cannot understand the beauty that is the divine feminine. She feels so much, and it scares the shit out of us. We shrink from it, we criticize it, we judge it, we minimize it, we mock it, which is all the patriarchy at work. But if you would just learn to step back and appreciate it in all its glory, we would all be so much better off. The ebbs and flows, the peaks and valleys, the ridiculously broad capacity, the beauty and strength that women bring to the table. Being critical of a woman for being in touch with her feelings is like being critical of the weather for changing on a whim. Instead of stepping back and truly appreciating it for the monumental glory that it is. Having a tainted and distorted view of women for being exactly who they're supposed to be as feminine beings is no different than getting frustrated for not being able to control the weather. Men and women in their divine state can play off each other's strengths, and the resulting union will be a monumentally beautiful reciprocal relationship where both parties are able to speak their truth and not have it trigger fear, rage, jealousy, anger, or reprisal. Being secure in yourself and in your relationship allows both of you to speak openly and honestly and have conversations that will only strengthen the bond. Working on yourself allows you to not take things personally, to give space when it's needed, to witness and honor the emotional processing that women go through. Men tend to think that women are too much. But that's because men are trying to control, mandate, and fix everything. Approaching everything logically, wanting clear, linear processes. Life doesn't work like that. This isn't an engineering firm. Women don't work like that. The first thing men have to do is set their ego aside and just realize it is not all about them. Being as emotionally in tune as women are, they simply need time to process, and it will not always be a clean and linear, organized process. Their need for processing time is not a reflection on your manhood. It is not a reflection on your self-worth. It is not personal. Women feel a lot and need time to work through that. Your support, space, patience, and understanding will go a long way in helping them accomplish that. If men would just step back and appreciate the very diverse, textured, and rich process that women go through, they would be greatly rewarded. I have more to say on this, and it will be in the next version of my podcast, Healthy Masculinity Part 2. I plan on releasing it within the week, so stay tuned for that. I hope you are all well. I hope the holidays treat you well, and we will talk to you next time.